我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读两处经文。
We will first turn to two scriptures.
我们先看约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章第四十一节。
John chapter 12, verse 41.
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。
These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory, and he spoke of him.
我在看以赛亚书第六章。
Now we turn back to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
We will read from verse 1 to 4.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple.
其上有撒拉佛四立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
And the foundations of the thresholds tremble at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次在这个特会里，我的负担呢是要交通以赛亚的看见。
But sister, you know that during this summer conference, my burden is to share to you what Isaiah saw.
我们昨天已经讲到，基督徒呢，应该是一个有眼睛能看见的人。
And yesterday we already mentioned, as Christians, we should be one with eyes that can see.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
the day that we are saved,
主已经开了我们里面属灵的眼睛。
The Lord has already opened our inner spiritual eyes.
我们应该用这个属灵的眼睛来看神的事情。
And with these spiritual eyes, we should behold the spiritual things.
我们说过，如果要我们的生活侍奉有意义，必须要有看见。
We have already mentioned that in order to have meaning and purpose in our service, we need to have spiritual seeing.
如果我们的生活要有确定的目标，我们需要有看见。
If we want to have a sure goal in our life, then we need to have seeing.
我们要有正确的道路可以跟随，我们需要有看见。
If we want to have the right way to walk upon, we need to have seeing.
我们要成为主的见证人，我们必须要有看见。
If we want to be the testimony of God, then we need to.
所以这个属灵的看见是非常重要的一件事情。
And so this matter of spiritual seeing is very important.
我们看见当以色列人他们失去了这个里面的看见，
When the Israelites lost their spiritual eyesight,
他们就与神开始生疏，
And they distanced themselves from God.
他们就开始拜偶像，
They began to worship the idol.
他们属灵的生活就开始坠落，
And their spiritual life began to fall.
到最后，他们破坏了神的工作。
At the end, they even ruined God's work.
弟兄姊妹们，在新约时代中间，这个原则是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, this principle is still the same in the New Testament time.
我们实在感觉今天地上的教会，
We truly feel that for the churches on earth today,
在属灵的看见上面有严重的失落。
In regards to spiritual seeing, we have a great loss.
当你看见大多数神的儿女们都跟着传统走，
When you see the majority of the children of God is following the traditions,
大多数神的儿女们摆脱不了时代的控制，
And the majority of the children of God cannot overcome the limitation of the time.
这个只有证实一件事情，就是没有看见。
And this only proves one thing to us, that is, there is no seeing.
如果你里面有看见，
if you have seen,
你就不会这样走。
You will not walk this way.
如果你里面有看见，
if you have inner seeing,
你就不会这样做。
You will not do things such way.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们要求主施恩怜悯我们。
We need to ask God to give us His mercy.
时候已经到了末了。
We are at the end time.
我们可以说来到最后的一段时间。
We have come to the last stretch of time.
主回来的日子非常的临近。
And His coming is near.
晨星已经出现。
We have already seen the morning star.
我们活在一个最黑暗的时代里面。
And we live in the darkest time.
我们需要有明亮的眼目。
We need to have a bright eye.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
求主用他的光来照亮我们的心眼。
And ask God to illuminate our heart.
好叫我们在这不多的时间里面。
So that in this short period of time,
我们仍旧能够持守主所托付给我们的。
We can still hold on to God, what God has entrusted us.
能够按着主的脚中行。
And we walk according to His footsteps.
能够讨主的喜悦。
And we may please His heart.
这样主回来的时候。
So that on His coming,
弟兄姊妹们。我们能够挺胸昂首的来迎接他。
Friend, sister, we can walk straight and to receive him.
否则的话呢，弟兄姊妹，我们可能是羞羞惭惭的去见主。
Otherwise, we will only meet him in shame.
所以这个时机非常的重要。
So this time is critical.
我们要求主让我们能握住主所给的机会。
We need to ask God to help us to hold on to the opportunity that he has given.
我们要祷告主啊，你要照亮我们的心眼。
We need to pray and say, Lord,shine into my heart.
我们要像主对老底家教会所讲的一样。
And spoke to us as you have spoken to the church in Laodicea.
我们要向主买眼药。
We need to buy the eye salves.
求主让我们看见什么是真正出于主心意的。
So we can tell what is from His heart.
救我们脱离所有一切的错误。
And save us and deliver us from all mistakes.
救我们脱离所有一切偏离的现象。
And deliver us from all deviation.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
我们基督徒我们要很清楚一件事情。
As Christians, we need to be clear one thing.
我们蒙召是为了做主的见证。
Our calling is to be His testimony.
我们弟兄的信息在这方面也很强调这个点。
And our brother also emphasized these in his sharing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当你的眼睛开启的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as your eyes are opened,
你不仅能看见基督徒生活的意义，
Not only you will begin to see the meaning of a Christian's life,
侍奉的意义，
You will see the meaning of your service,
你不仅能看见确定的
标杆， You will see that clear goal,
你不仅有正确的道路，
You will have the right way.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个看见带来邻里非常大的喜乐。
And this seeing will bring great joy in your spirit.
很多时候我们基督徒生活喜乐不起来，你没有看见。
Many times we do not feel joy in our life because we do not have seeing.
我们都把我们的喜乐仍旧建造在这个环境事物的刺激上面。
Our joy is still built upon the outward things.
那么这个环境上，主如果恩待我们，祝福一点好的，我们就快乐。
If God bless us a little bit and we feel something happening to us is good, then we rejoice.
要工作，有了工作，很高兴。
If you want a job and God gave you a job, you rejoice.
要妻子，有了妻子，很高兴。
You want a wife and God gave you a wife, you rejoice.
要丈夫，有丈夫，很高兴。
Or you are looking for a husband, God gives you one, you rejoice.
要儿子就有儿子，你看多高兴。
You want a son and God gave you a son, you rejoice.
然后呢，主在给我们财务上面很富裕，我们很高兴。
And then God provides you with all sorts of wealth and you rejoice.
吃到好东西，我们很高兴。
You eat good food and you rejoice.
我们很多的喜乐都建造在这个外面物质的世界上面。
A lot of our joy is built upon these altar physical things.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们在世的日子，真是快乐的时候并不太多。
Friend, sister, you know the days on earth, we do not have many moments to rejoice.
人生多忧患。
And because men's life is full of sorrows.
我们真的是要像雅各所说的一样，我们平生的日子真又短又苦。
We can speak as Jacob did, that our lives are few and bitter.
活了130岁，他还说他又短又苦。
He lived 130 years, and he still say his days on earth was short.
我们能活到130岁吗？
Can you live till 130?
就是我们更真是又短又苦。
Our life is indeed short and bitter.
但是如果你的眼睛得开，
But if your eyes are open,
弟兄姊妹，你里面就有喜乐。
Then you will have joy in your heart.
你看，保罗是一个被开眼睛的人。
Paul was one with an open eye.
所以保罗关在罗马的监牢里面，他心中充满喜乐。
So even when he was in the jail, he rejoiced.
他的喜乐不建造在外面的环境上。
For his joy is not built upon the outer
things. 他的喜乐是从看见来的。
His joy comes from his seeing.
弟兄姊妹，看见不仅给我们带来喜乐。
But sister seeing not only brings to us joy.
这个看见才会给我们带来热情鼓舞。
And this joy will bring to us fervence.
我们为着主的工作，弟兄姊妹们，我们才会有热忱，有热心。
We will have fervence for God's work.
啊，你看以赛亚看见之后。
After Isaiah has seen.
以赛亚的生活，这是热情鼓舞啊。
And his life is full of zealousness.
啊，保罗看见。
Paul has seen.
保罗就热情鼓舞。
And Paul has zealousness.
这么多的艰难，这么多的困难，这么多的阻挡，这么多的攻击。
And all these attacks and afflictions and persecutions.
不会叫他里面这个热有任何的减低。
Will not quench the zeal in his heart.
不仅他能叫我们热情鼓舞。
Not only he will give us fervence.
弟兄姊妹，这个看见。
But this seeing.
叫我们无所惧怕，勇往直前。
Will cause us not to be afraid of anything that we can move forward.
你要知道，今天在你跟随主的路上，你怕这个怕那个，就是没看见。
You know, as you follow the Lord, if you are afraid of this, afraid of that, that means you have no seeing.
哎呀，我们怕人的感觉，怕人的眼光。
We are afraid of how people looked at us. We are afraid about other people's feelings.
怕得罪传统，怕得罪那个。
We are afraid to wrong the traditions. We are afraid to wrong this and that.
只有证明一件事情没有看见。
And this only proves one thing that you do not have seen. If you have seen,
你就无所惧怕。
Then you will have no fear.
你会勇往直前。
You will walk boldly.
在教会历史上面。
In church history,
弟兄姊妹们，头一个眼睛看见最明亮的是斯提凡。
And the first person with his eyes open was Stephen.
所以你看见斯提凡站在那个犹太人这么大压力的一个传统底下。
So when he stood under the great pressure of Judaism,
无所惧怕。
He was without fear.
他在哪里勇敢地指责他们
？He boldly rebuked them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
神把冠冕加在他的身上
，and God has given him his crown.
所以今天我们需要有属灵的看见。
Today we need to have spiritual seeing.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
It's such important thing.
那么以赛亚到底看见什么呢
？So what did Isaiah saw?
我们晓得以赛亚书第六章非常的重要。
We know that Isaiah chapter 6 is very important.
他看见三件重要的事情。
For he saw three things.
第一个，他看见在荣耀里面的基督。
First, he saw the Christ in glory.
第二个，他看见自己的光景。
And secondly, he saw his own condition.
第三个，他看见了余数的原则。
And thirdly, he saw the principle of the remnant.
昨天早晨，我们已经讲到了以赛亚怎样在主的光中认识自己。
Yesterday, we have already shared how Isaiah knew himself through the light of God.
我觉得就在经历上面来讲。
And through our experiences,
我们第一个先要把自己的问题解决一下。
We need to first resolve our own personal issues.
弟兄姊妹，认识自己是很重要的一件事情。
Brother and sister, it's so important to know ourselves.
你认识你自己吗
？Do you know yourself?
我过了很多年，我都发觉很多时候我还不认识自己。
After many years, I discovered I still do not know myself.
只有把我摆在光中的时候，我才看见自己的本相。
Only when God placed me under His light, then I began to see myself.
我们第一件事情需要主开我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们自己的本相。
So the first thing we need to do is ask God to open our eyes that we may see ourselves.
我们是嘴唇不洁的人。
We are people with unclean lips.
我们的心不洁净。
Our hearts are unclean.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要主的拯救。
We need God's deliverance.
感谢主，主已经有救恩。
We thank Him because His salvation is there.
十字架的救恩对付我们里面的不洁净。
The salvation upon the cross deals with all the uncleanness in our hearts.
使我们有一个洁净的嘴唇。
That we may have a clean.
让我们可以侍奉神。
So we can serve Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当一个人真正在光中看见自己的时候
，When a man truly see himself under God's light,
他才能够更多流露恩典。
Then he can, then grace will outflow from him.
少指责别人，多定罪自己了。
He will rebuke people less and condemn himself more.
这样的人，神能托付他。
Such men, God can place to him his entrustment. such men God can use.
所以希望每个人都成为这样的人。
I hope that we all become such men.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
那么今天早晨呢
And as for today,
我们要来看这个第一个点。
We will see the first point.
那么主让以赛亚看见在荣耀中的这个基督。
And God allowed Isaiah to see the Christ in glory.
第六章一开始说，当乌西亚王崩的那年，他看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
Chapter 6, verse 1 says, In the year of King Uzziah's death, he saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
他看见这位主是怎样的一位主呢？
He saw what kind of Lord this is.
因为他坐在宝座上。
On one hand, he is sitting on a throne.
那么他的衣裳下垂呢，遮满圣殿。
And the train of his robe filling the temple.
这里提到宝座，提到圣殿。
Here it mentioned the throne and the temple.
我们晓得这个宝座说明他是做王的。
We know the throne speaks to us that he is a king.
他是掌权的那一位。
He is the one who reigns.
那么讲到圣殿的时候呢？
But when he talks about the temple,
他的衣裳下垂说明他是祭司，他是大祭司。
The trains of his robe filling the temple tells us he's the high priest.
以赛亚在主耶稣降生之前，大概700多年，将近800年的时候，就已经看见他乃是君尊的祭司。
Isaiah saw the Lord Jesus Christ with the royal priest before 800 years before he was born.
800多年之后
,800 years later,
使徒彼得才有这个意念。
The apostle Peter has this thought.
讲到我们乃是君尊的祭司。
That we are his royal priests.
弟兄姊妹，多么奇妙。
My sister, how wonderful.
在主耶稣降生将近800年前，主就已经把这个这个光景启示在以赛亚的里面。
800 years before the birth of Christ, and this was already revealed to Isaiah.
他可以说是在整个人类历史上面第一个能看见这一个意象。
Isaiah was the first one to see such vision in the history of man.
当然，这位这个坐宝座有衣裳充满圣殿的那位，就是荣耀的基督，神的儿子。
Of course, the one who's sitting on the throne with his train filling the temple is the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书里面告诉我们说，神的奥秘就是基督。
And Paul tells us in Colossians that the mystery of God is Christ.
这讲到神在他心中的一个秘密，最大的一个秘密，弟兄姊妹，就是基督。
It tells us that there is a great secret, a mystery in God's heart, and that is Christ.
神所以后来创造万有，创造人类，弟兄姊妹，都是根据于这个意念。
The reason God has created all things and He has created man is all according to this thought.
所以现在呢，神把他心中的奥秘启示给以赛亚。
So now God has already revealed the mystery of His heart.To Isaiah.
他这位在荣耀里面的基督，也是在永远神永远旨意里面的基督。
And this Christ in glory is also the Christ in God's eternal will.
神的心意从永远到永远就是基督。
And God's desire from eternity to eternity is all Christ.
所以这个时候，以赛亚所看见的乃是在神荣耀计划中间的那一位基督。
So at this time, what Isaiah has seen is the glorious Christ in God's eternal purpose.
如果后来到了将来的永远里面的时候，
And when he enters into the eternity future,
弟兄姊妹会看见，当神的旨意完成的时候，他还是君尊的祭司。
We will see that God's will is completed and Christ is still the royal priest.
所以以赛亚书第六章，这是一个神永远旨意最原始最开头的一个启示。
In Isaiah chapter 6, this is God's very original will, His eternal will.
以赛亚看见的基督不仅指这些。
Of course, the Christ that Isaiah saw is not just this little bit.
我们看见从第七章到66章。
We see from chapter 7 to chapter 66.
这里以赛亚所看见的乃是一个道成肉身的基督。
Here Isaiah saw the incarnate Christ.
这两件事情摆在一起。
When you place these two things together,
我们看见在荣耀里面的基督，这是目标。
We see that the Christ in glory, this is our goal.
弟兄姊妹们，在道成肉身的基督呢，就成了道路。
And the incarnate Christ becomes our path.
所以在永世里面神已经把基督的意念启示出来了。
So in eternity, God has already revealed His will.
经过了时间道成肉身。
Through times and through incarnation.
那么主在地上，在人的这个位置上面，把神所要的完成。
Our Lord stood on the position of men to complete what God complete all God's requirements.
再回到荣耀里去的时候，
as he returned back to glory,
他仍就是君尊的祭司。
He is still the royal priest.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个过程是非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this process is very important.
那么我们晓得，尤其后面道成肉身的那一段，跟我们这个发生密切的关系。
Especially that his incarnation is directly related to us.
在这个之前呢，
and before this,
以赛亚看不见这件事情。
Isaiah did not see such things.
虽然他也很忠心的侍奉神。
Although he served God faithfully.
以赛亚书第六章告诉我们说，当乌西亚王崩的那一年。
And Isaiah 6 tells us it was in the year King Uzziah's death.
啊，那么以赛亚的眼睛就看见。
That's when his eyes were opened.
那就告诉我们说呢，当乌西亚王在世的时候啊。以赛亚看不见基督，只看见乌西亚。
And this tells us during the reign of King Uzziah, Isaiah cannot see Christ, but he can only see Uzziah the king.
我们如果把乌西亚王的故事读一下的话呢
？If we read the story of King Uzziah,
哎呀，我们就发现乌西亚是一个很有才干的人。
We found out that he is a very talented man.
哎呀，并且又活跃。
And he is very lively.
有很多的作为。
He has many grand works.
哦，你跟着乌西亚，你会很兴奋。
If you follow Uzziah, you'll be very excited.
啊，今天这个，明天那个，后天那个，这很多事情。
He will do this thing today, this thing tomorrow. He has many things planned out.
哦，他一下打败非利士人，一下子又在耶路撒冷城墙上盖城楼。
He will overcome the Philistines and he will do a lot of building projects.
然后呢，又看见他种葡萄园，弄农事。
He planted the vineyards and developed the agriculture.
然后又训练军队，又做很多的事情。
He trained the armies and he had done many works.
并且他身上还有很多奇妙的经历。
He also has many interesting experiences.
哦，所以这个年轻的这个以赛亚看着这个乌西亚这么跑来跑去这样。
And so this young Isaiah just follows his eyesight follows the movement of King Uzziah.
假如今天教会中有一个侍奉主人这样，你的眼睛都跟着他转，对不对
？If today there's someone who served the Lord who is like King Uzziah, then your eyes will just follow him around.
那你除了他之外，你别的看不见。
Aside from him, you would not be able to see anything else.
所以乌西亚在世的日子。
So during the time of King Uzziah,
啊，以赛亚对他很佩服。
Isaiah truly worshipped him.
啊，这个乌西亚太活跃了，做这个做那个做那个，到最后呢，他骄傲起来，居然要进圣殿去烧香去了。
And he was, King Uzziah was doing this and that. At the end, he was so proud and full of himself. He wanted to enter into the temple to offer offerings.
结果神刑罚他，他长了这个一身的大麻风。
Then God punished him, with leprosy.
最后终于怎么样崩了。
Finally, he's dead.
中国这个字用得很好啊。因为形容帝王啊，这个英文形容不出来的，这个中文呢不能讲王，不能讲死，要讲崩。
The Chinese has a different word to describe the death of a king, which is very interesting.
这个、对于我们基督徒来，这个经历上面来讲，怎么一崩啊就看见。
And the death of a king in Chinese is called 崩。Collapsed. It means he collapsed.
当然了，乌西亚王一崩啊，这个以赛亚有点失望。
Of course, once Uzziah is dead, then Isaiah was very disappointed.
但是神叫他看见更好的。
But God calls him to see something better.
他从前看见的是一个地上的一个君王坐在宝座上。
Formerly, he saw an earthly king sitting on the throne.
现在弟兄姊妹们，主叫他眼睛看见。那位坐在高高宝座上的这位主。
And now God calls him to see the Lord who sits on the throne in heaven, high and lifted up.
请我们记得一件事情。
Please remember one thing.
神在地上所使用的神的仆人。
all the servants that God uses on earth.
不管他有多大的恩赐。
No matter what great gifts you have,
他有多少的事工。
No matter how many grand works you have performed,
不管他表现的比别人多么的超越。
No matter how excellent you are,
神绝不许可他成为我们眼前的遮蔽。
God will never allow this man to become the hindrance of your eyes.
神的儿女蒙恩得救之后啊。
After the children of God are saved,
我们应该只有一个看见。
We should only have one vision.
只看见耶稣基督。
We should only see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个并不是告诉我们说从此后对年长弟兄、对有恩赐人就不尊重了，不是啊。
Brother and sister, this doesn't tell us that from now on we don't have to respect the elderly in the Lord.
这个尊重跟这个崇拜是两回事情。
Respect and worship are two different things.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们看见以赛亚，神为了要叫他里面有所看见。
Because God wanted Isaiah to have seen in his inner eyes.
神必须等乌西亚王被挪开。
God needs to remove King Uzziah.
感谢主，那天来到圣殿的时候。
Praise the Lord, that day when Isaiah came to the temple, he saw a glorious thing, that the Lord is sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted. He saw that eternal king, the earthly king will pass away, and this king will never pass away. We need to thank our God.
这神的儿女们常常因着我们所认识的一些我们所敬爱的一些侍奉主的人过去心里面很难过。
And many times for the children of God, we will grieve and sorrow because those people who were highly used by God passed away.
当然难过也是对啊，但是不要失望。
It is all right for us to grieve, but we should not be disappointed.
人可以过去。
Men will pass away.
你看见猪永远不过去。
But the Lord will never pass away.
这个才是真正喜乐的原因呢。
And this is the reason for our joy.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他坐在高高的宝座上。
He sits on the lofty and exalted throne.
我们晓得主耶稣从死里复活以后啊。
We know that after Jesus resurrects from the dead.
右手高举他。
And the Lord God exalted him with his right hand.
这个高高的宝座就是远胜众仇敌。
And this throne that is high and lofty means that he has overcome all enemies.
如果你读以赛亚书第十四章，
If you read Isaiah 14,
哇，你看那个魔鬼呢，他里面有一个很大的欲望。
You see that our enemy has a great desire.
他说我要高举我的宝座与神平等。
He says, I will lift up my throne to be equal to God.
在众星之上。
I will lift myself up above all stars.
那么魔鬼一直盼望呢。能坐在基督所坐的那个宝座上面。
Satan continued to desire to sit on the throne which Christ is sitting on.
你知道在旧约圣经里面这个高啊是有属灵的意义。
You know, in the Old Testament, whenever he talks about this high and lifted up, it has a spiritual meaning.
啊，你看古代的那些哈，这个不管哪个国家也好，那个皇帝都是坐得很高啊。
In the ancient time, no matter what culture you come from, the emperor or the king always sit on the high and lofty throne.
叫他们一个感觉君临天下。
And so that you will have this feeling that they are above all else.
所以一切都在他的脚下。
And everything else is at his feet.
所以这是一个最尊荣的一个位置。
And this is the most noble position.
但是我们晓得这最尊荣的位置是归给主。
We know that this noble position is always belong to God.
啊，今天呢，我们晓得在人间，在仇敌的工作里有很多的宝座。
And today we know that among the works of our enemy, there are many, many thrones.
有的好像真是高过我。
And many thrones seems like it is higher than we are.
看见还有一个高过所有一切。
But you need to see that there is a throne that is high above all else.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这个宝座乃是一个永远的宝座。
This throne is an eternal throne.
代表神的王权，代表他的荣耀。
It represents his kingship. It represents his glory.
你知道我们活在新约时代中啊，比旧约的圣徒们呢、啊，这个有福多了。
You know that for us who lives in the New Testament time, it is much more blessed than to live in the Old Testament time.
记得保罗在以弗所书第二章怎么说啊？
Remember what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们与基督一同复活。
That we are raised with Christ.
一同坐在天上。
We are seated with him together.
啊，很多弟兄们读圣经说，那个已经是一个完成式啊，不是将来的。
And this is already a past tense. It is not some, it's not in future tense.
那这个需要看见才能接受。
This requires vision to
accept.
Because no matter how you imagine, you're still sitting on the throne.On this earth.
啊，你就对自己说，我已经与基督一同坐在天上，你看还是在地上。
You can try to convince yourself that I'm already seated with Christ on in heaven, but you look at yourself, you're still on earth.
开你里面的眼睛的时候
，Only when the Lord opens up your inner eyes,
你就看见在灵里面，你真是与主一同坐在宝座上。
Then you will see that in your spirit, you are already seated with Christ upon the throne.
你坐在那个最高高的宝座上。
You are sitting on the high and lofty throne.
因为元首头在那里，是身体大。
Because our head is there, of course the body is there as well.
弟兄姊妹们，当你能看见主，这一个这是个运用信心的原则。
Brother and sister, when you see this, you know that you're using your faith.
何等的宝贵！
How precious it is!
在圣经中很多地方提到宝座。
In the Bible, there are many places that mention about the throne.
在启示录里面更是多多的讲到宝座。
In the book of Revelation, it also mentioned throne many times.
那么在千年的国度里面。
In the millenniums,
那么有一班人，他们要与基督一同坐宝座。
There will be a group of people who are seated on the throne with Christ.
他们要掌权一千
年。And they will reign for 1,000 years.
啊，这是我们今天活在地上基督徒的盼望啊。
This is our hope for all the Christians who live on earth today.
弟兄姊妹们，很多人在公司里面做事。
But sister, many of you work in a company.
有的人眼睛只看着那个什么，我反正不太懂啊，什么科长、处长啊。
Many people only look at the high rankings position that you wish one day you would fill that position.
啊，有的时候我们到了那个什么人家董事长的这个什么房间里面，哎呦，那个座位上去坐一坐，也觉得这个蛮过瘾的。
Sometimes you visit a CEO's office and you rejoice just to be able to sit at his seat.
嗯，因为你心中有个羡慕啊。
Because you have a desire in your heart.
姊妹，你有没有羡慕天上的宝座呢
？And sister, have you ever envied the throne in heaven?
我们羡慕天上的宝座。
We need to envy about the throne in heaven.
啊，那个才是永远的。
Because that is eternal.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
啊，今天呢，你即使没有这样一个看见，坐上这个宝座。
Today, even though you don't have the seeing that you can sit upon this throne.
神的恩典怜悯是何等的大。
God's grace and mercy, it is indeed great. When we come to Revelation 22,
告诉我们所有蒙恩神的儿女要与基督一同作王，就是坐到宝座上去。
It tells us all the children of God who are saved will be seated on the throne with him.
并且与他一同掌权，直到永永远远。
And they will reign with him until evermore.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们哪一天这个忽然醒过来说：“哎呦，坐在宝座上！”你看
，Friend, sister, maybe one day you woke up and open up your eyes and you discover you're sitting on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，这个可不是梦啊。
That is not a dream.
啊，这是真正的dream come true， 对不对？这个梦变实实际。
That is indeed dream come true.
因为这主的话这样说的。
Because the word of God speaks this way.
啊，这不是我们今天整天在那幻想啊，觉得自己是个不。有一天你要坐在宝座上。
This is not just our fantasy, but one day you will sit upon the throne. We thank the Lord.
这是主的恩典。
By His grace.
主的怜悯。
By His mercy.
有姊妹们，所以那一天以赛亚看见基督坐在高高的宝座上。
So that day Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up.
整个宇宙中间那个最高的权柄和主权是属于主的。
The highest honor and highest power belongs to the Lord.
这个叫人心中产生敬畏，也叫我们里面产生很大的安慰。
And this gives us a great awesome feeling, and it also gives us a great comfort.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要看见。
Brother and sister, we need to have seeing.
如果你能看见这个
，If you can see this,
啊，今天在地上跟随主啊，你就多有安息。
Then the days on earth that as you follow the Lord, you'll be filled with rest.
我很喜欢我们诗歌中有一首诗歌啊。
I really like this hymn that we have.
他那个最后一句叫做“可以无忧无虑随他而行”。
And the last line of the hymn says, "We shall follow him without worry, without cares."
我好多年我都想这个，我就是做不到啊。
And for many years, this was not my description.
所以从前唱的时候很好，无忧无虑随他而行。
It is always great when we sing that song that we may follow him without worry, without care. But is that reality? It could be.
你眼睛要看见主在宝座上。
But first, your eyes must see that the Lord sits upon the throne.
否则我们在跟随主的路上面呢，哎呀，整天是忧患，像雅各一样，整天的忧患。
Otherwise, as we follow the Lord daily, we would just be like Jacob, full of worries.
感谢主，他在宝座上是君王。
We thank the Lord; He is sitting upon the throne, and He is the King.
但是他的圣殿里面，他是祭司。
But in the temple.He is our priest.
他的衣裳下垂，遮满整个圣殿。
And his train fills the temple.
我们想在旧约时代中，只有祭司、大祭司穿着长袍啊，身穿长衣，直垂到脚。
In the Old Testament, only the high priest wore the long robe.
他坐在宝座上。
When he sits upon the throne,
说明他正在掌权。
It tells us that he is reigning.
他的衣裳下垂。
His robe fell.
表示他穿着大祭司的衣服。
Means that he is wearing the high priest's robe.
他也正在就职。
And he is also ministering.
好，我们的主今天在已经在宝座上。
Today our Lord is already upon the throne.
但启示录告诉我们说，他在宝座上用他的权柄牧养他的羊群。
But Revelation tells us that he is upon the throne and shepherd his sheep.With his authority. Hebrews also tells us that he is our high priest.
啊，他在天上为我们代祷。
And he intercedes for us, in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，他从来没有停止过他的工作。
Brother and sister, he had never stopped working.
他在神与人之间处定和平。
And he is our, mediator between God and man.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We need to thank our God.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他的衣裳遮满圣殿。
His, the train of his robe filling the temple.
哎，很多时候衣服呢，那是指着我们的人的行为啊。
Many times the clothes, robe refers to our.
那么人的行为呢，是从人的品格和性情里面表现出来的。
And man's deeds.Arises from man's characters and nature.
所以我们也可以说呢，主耶稣基督衣裳遮满圣殿。
So we can say that as his train of his robe filling the temple.
啊，今天它的意义来讲，就主的那个品格和性质的美丽充满在教会的里面。
And that tells us the beauties of his character and nature fills his church.
所以保罗告诉我们，基督徒要学习披戴基督。
So Paul encourages as Christians we need to put on Christ.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
有一天我们进入永远的时候，我们就看见这个整个殿啊，整个教会里面都充满基督的性格。
One day, as we enter into eternity, we will see that the entire place is filled with the character and nature of Christ.
当然，他身穿长衣，直垂到脚，就整个身体啊，都被这个他的衣服所遮住。
Of course, he wears a lengthy robe that covers his feet.
所以他保护他的身体。
And he protects his body.
今天在教会中没有一个人不得着主的保护。
Today there's not one in the church that did not receive the protection of God.
我们需要有这样的看见。
And again, we need to have the seeing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
It is so precious.
所以以赛亚眼睛看见了耶稣基督，乃是那荣耀里面的基督。
So Isaiah saw that Christ is the Christ in glory.
他又是君王，他又是祭司。
He is king, he is also the priest.
那么他不仅看见这个，他就看见旁边有撒拉佛侍立在那里。
And then he saw the seraphim stood above him.
到底这个撒拉佛是什么东西哈？
What are these seraphims?
我们好像不能完全这个能够了解。
It is kind of difficult for us to understand.
圣经中有撒拉佛、有基路伯，还有四活物啊。
The Bibles have the seraphims, the cherubims, and also the four living creatures.
似乎那个好像那个基路伯跟那个四活物是同一类型。
It seems as the seraphims and the cherubims are similar.
那么读经的人，有的人告诉我们说呢，这个好像在那里啊，这个刚才这个整个主宝座的啊，那个是基路伯，那个四活物。
The Bible scholar tells us that those angels who uphold the throne of God, they are the cherubims.
而那个撒拉佛呢，是侍立在宝座周围。
But the seraphims are the one who stands around the throne.
有人讲说这是天上天军中间的一个等次。
And they tell us that this is a different order in the host of heavens.
这个沙拉佛呢，它的希伯来文的原来的意思呢，就是火中的焚烧者。
And the Hebrew meaning of seraphim is the refining fire, the one who burns in the fire.
那么圣经记载说他侍立在宝座的跟前。
The Bible tells us that they stand around the throne.
所以这个沙拉佛呢，就代表着侍奉的真正的意义。
And these seraphims represent the true meaning for service.
我们晓得真正的服侍就是在火中焚烧自己。
And those who truly serve the Lord are the one who burns in the fire of God.
你记得摩西啊，在西乃山上看见一个异象。
You remember Moses saw the vision on top of Mount Sinai.
就是荆棘火焰的异象，对吧
？And that is the vision of the burning bush.
那么从那天开始起，我们看见摩西开始侍奉神。
From that day on, we see that Moses began to serve God.
啊，所以这个在火中的焚烧者。代表我们今天侍奉神的人的一个实际的一个表现。
And the burning man in the fire is the reality for all those people who want to serve the Lord.
所以侍奉就是焚烧自己。
To serve God is to burn oneself.
如果我们里面没有觉得这种的焚烧，弟兄姊妹，可能我们那个服事还是有问题。
If we still have not felt such kind of burning within, then there may be some questions about our service.
侍立的意思呢，就是。以他为主人。
Stand before the Lord means that He is our master.
这是我们今天在侍奉上一个很基本的态度。
This is the very basic attitude we need to know.
我真发现有的时候在教会中服侍啊。
I discover sometimes as we serve in the church.
有的弟兄姊妹忙碌的不得了，忙碌的真像马大爷。
There are so many brothers and sisters. They're just very busy. They're just as busy as Martha.
哎呀，忙到一个地步，这个心思愁烦。
They're so busy that they're filled with worries and cares.
其实真正的侍奉，首先你要侍立在神的跟前。
But the true service requires to first stand before God.
但是很奇怪，有的一进入侍奉啊，就坐立不安。
But some strange reason, people will enter into service and they're unable to sit still.
我曾经在教会中看见好多弟兄姊妹们一进入侍奉，那坐立不安啊，东跑西跑，东跑西跑。
I have observed.Brother and sister who serve in the church, and they could not sit down and cannot sit still.
其实很重要的一件事情，做仆人的是侍立在神的跟前。
The most important requirement for a servant is to stand before the master.
我们必须要学这个功课。
We need to learn this lesson.
然后他就讲到这个基路这个沙拉佛呢，有六个翅膀。
And then it tells us the seraphim has six wings.
很奇怪，有六个翅膀。那圣经记载说了，两个翅膀用来遮脸。
Very strangely, it has six wings. With two, he covers his face.
我们晓得这个也是代表着服事上的一个经历。
Of course, this also tells us an experience in our service.
所以你永远看不见那个沙拉佛的脸是什么样的。
You never will be able to see how the seraphim looks like.
这个告诉我们怎么样，不要显扬自己。
This tells us don't reveal yourself.
主的人呢，不要显扬自己。
As a person who served the Lord, do not go about and revealing yourself.
啊，那个达比弟兄啊，他很懂得这个。
Brother Darby knows this principle well.
所以他生前的时候呢，他这个不照相。
And so when he was still alive, he would not allow any photographs taken of him.
他也不让人给他画
像。He would not have any portraits done.
所以后来他过世之后啊。
After his death,
有人想给他写传记啊。
Someone wants to write a biography.
那放些照片呢、啊？他没有。
And in the biography, you want to include some pictures, and they could not find any photographs.
有个弟兄啊，就凭着回忆啊，把他的像给他画出来。
And so a brother used his memory to paint a portrait of him.
那是当初呢，我们弟兄们他们就是这样，他们希望说，他们只要让人注意主就好，不要让人注意我们。
But that was the attitude of our brother, that he doesn't want anyone to notice of him, but only pay attention to the Lord.
我们怎么样没有关系。
It doesn't matter how we look like.
你看现在很多侍奉主的人呢，就希望大家都知道他，对不对？
But nowadays, for many people who serve the Lord, they want people to recognize them.
有的人报纸上不仅登名字，还把照片放上去。
And sometimes they not only put their names on the newspaper, but they also put their big photographs.
哎呀，有的人甚至呢，这个那个公路旁的那个大看板上面弄个大的相片在上面。
Some people even put their own photographs upon the billboard along the highways.
我侍奉主的人并不个个都长得好看。
You know that people who serve the Lord, they're not all necessarily good looking.
所以不显扬自己还是好。
So it is better to cover our face.
最好呢把掩面，把它隐藏起来。
It is best to cover our face.
那么另外两个呢，把脚遮起来，就下半身把脚遮起来。
With two other wings, he covered his feet.
这个叫不要显自己的劳苦和成就。
This tells us, do not reveal your own labor.
我们的脚为着主奔跑啊。
Our feet are used to run the course of God.
这个没什么好夸口。
You should not boast about your feet.
有的侍奉主任喜欢讲，你看我跑了100多个国家，表示他这个好像很劳苦。
Some people boast about that they travel through 100 countries for the Lord. They want to boast about their work.
侍奉主需要学习隐藏。
Friends and sisters, as we serve the Lord, we need to learn to hide ourselves.
不过这个对不肯服侍主的弟兄姊妹来讲没什么意义啊。
But this has no meaning for those people who do not want to serve the Lord.
要对那个真正肯服侍主的人。
But for those truly want to serve God,
我们要学习隐藏自己。
We need to hide ourselves.
然后只用两个翅膀飞翔。
And just use two wings to fly.
尽当尽的功用。
And to do all that you need to do.
哇，你说我有六个翅膀一起飞不是很好吗？
You say, wow, I have 6 wings. Wouldn't it be much better if I can fly with all 6 wings?
哇，那飞得又高又远，对不对？
Then I can fly high and fly far.
不，神说不，两个翅膀飞翔就好了。
But God says, no, you just need 2 wings to fly. You don't need to exert so much effort.
弟兄姊妹们，真的很多侍奉主恨不得六个翅膀一起飞啊，是不是？
And truly, for some people who serve the Lord, they wish to fly with 6 wings.
所以你看这个撒拉弗啊，说明了这个侍奉的这个意义。
So you see, the seraphim tells us the meaning of service.
所以我们在侍奉上要学会隐藏自己。
In service, we need to learn to hide ourselves.
按照圣灵给我们的带领，在地上侍奉。
And only serve according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
然后这些撒拉弗彼此之间就在那里呼喊。
Then the seraphims call out one to another.
有人说呢，在唱歌。
Some people say they're singing.
那么，他们相互之间的提醒。
And but they are reminding each other. They're also uplifting one another.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
那我们想这个圣哉呢，这是讲圣洁，讲到分别为圣。
We know holy means holy and consecration.
所以他就告诉我们，在侍奉上面要分别为圣。
In our service, we need to consecrate ourselves.
那么为什么喊了圣哉、圣哉、圣哉喊了三次呢
？Why did he call out holy, holy, holy 3 times?
那么从前有弟兄们这样解释啊。
And formerly, a brother explained this way.
因为神呢是三而一的神，父子圣灵。
And because we believe in the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以这个撒拉夫喊三个圣哉，一个给父，一个给子，一个给圣灵。
And so the seraphim calls out 3 times, holy, 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 one to the Father, one to the Son, one to the Spirit.
从前我也是这么理会啊。
And so I thought this was right.
到后来呢，那么有懂得希伯来文的人呢，就告诉我们。
And later on, someone who knew about the Hebrews, he tells us.
因为在希伯来文里面呢，没有所谓的比。
And because in Hebrews there's no way to tell the ranks.
Good, better, best, 是吧？这英文里面有比较级。
There is no comparative adjectives in Hebrews.
所以希伯来书如果要形容一个东西。非常好的时候呢，那么说一次不够，说两次就比较好，说三次那就最好。
And so in Hebrew, if you want to say something that was the best, you have to say it once. That's pretty good. The second you say it twice is better. 3 times is the best.
Right. 所以圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，那就讲的什么？是绝对的圣洁。
So you repeat the word 3 times, holy, 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 it's absolutely holy.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃，也是很重要的提醒。
And sister, this is a serious reminder.
每一次当我们来到神跟前侍奉神的时候
Every time as we stand before the Lord to serve
him, 我们的耳朵中都应该听见撒拉佛的呼喊
Our ears should hear the voice, the calling of the seraphim.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉
Holy, holy, holy.
你绝对不能把世界的东西，这个世俗的东西，把它带到神的跟前
You can never bring any earthly things before God.
没有血气，没有肉体的
No flesh and no blood.
当然罪恶更是不行
Of course you cannot bring sin before God
所以弟兄姊妹们在侍奉的事情上面这是一个绝对神圣的东西
Friends, sister, in the matter of service is absolutely holy
今天真正有这样意念的人不太多
Today there's not many people with such thought
我们真是不仅要看见撒拉佛
Not only we need to see the seraphim
我们的耳朵要听见撒拉佛的呼喊
Our ears should hear the calling of the seraphim
今天的教会太世俗化了
Today the church has become so worldly
我们怎么能把世界上面这些凡俗的东西把它带到主的跟前呢
How can we bring all the common things of this world before God
我们实在需要主的恩典和怜悯
We truly need God's grace and his mercy
所以这个撒拉佛彼此的呼喊这个对历世历代的圣徒对着新约的圣徒们都是重要的提醒
So the seraphims called out one to another, and this is a serious reminder for saints throughout the history.
然后他说，他的荣耀，万军之耶和华，他的荣耀充满全地。
Then the seraphim says, the whole earth is full of his glory.
天地都是他的荣耀。
The heaven and earth is filled with his glory.
啊，今天呢，我们在地上，无论你看教会也好，看世界的更不行。哪里有神的荣耀？看不见，对不对
？Today, as we look around in the churches on this earth, we, and even in this world, we cannot find the glory of God.
但是呢，撒拉佛能感觉到。
But the seraphim can sense it.
我们以为说今天到处都是黑暗，到处都是仇敌的工作。
We thought that today everywhere is filled with darkness, filled with the work of our enemy.
这是个邪恶淫乱的时代。
That this is an evil generation.
但是弟兄姊妹们。我们需要眼睛开启
But brother and sister, we need our eyes to be open.
那么你才能看见什么？遍地都是神的荣耀。
Then what will you see? You will see that the glory of God fills the earth.
我今天的这个荣耀是隐藏的。
Today this glory is hidden.
荣耀在这，但它是隐藏的。
The glory is here, but it's hidden.
只有属灵的眼睛看见。
You can only see it with your spiritual eye.
到主回来的时候。
On the day of his return,
整个荣耀就显出来。
His glory will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们来讲是很大的鼓舞。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great encouragement for all of us.
这个叫我们在侍奉上面不灰心的。
And so that we will not be disappointed as we serve God.
因为你在侍奉上很容易看见的都是些败坏的东西。
Because when you serve the Lord, it is so easy to see all these corrupt things, to see the difficulties of man.To see the flesh and blood of man.
看见世界的东西。
To see all the worldly things.
属灵的眼睛能看见荣耀。
But with your spiritual eyes, you can see God's glory.
Yeah, 提醒我们要看神的荣耀。
Seraphims reminds us that we need to behold the glory of God.
所以这个撒拉弗所代表的，那是一个侍奉的一个原则。
So what seraphim represents is the principle of our service.
因为我们晓得，当以赛亚在世的时候，人在地上的侍奉已经不可能达到这样一个境界。
When Isaiah was on earth, men's service cannot reach such realm.
虽然当时那个乌西亚王在的时候，还有一些忠心的祭司们在那里服事。
During Uzziah's reign, there are also some faithful priests who minister before the Lord.
但是就着以色列整个的光景来讲，他们的侍奉的光景已经很世俗化。
But according to the condition of the Israelites, their ministry has become very worldly.
所以神特别把撒拉弗的这幅景象摆在以赛亚的里面。
So God especially placed the vision of the seraphims before Isaiah's eyes.
看见这样一种的侍奉。
So he can see such kind of service.
这样一种圣洁的侍奉。
And such holy ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得。虽然以色列人大体的光景上面是荒凉的
Brothers and sisters, we know that even though the Israelites for the majority of them they are in desolation
但是这个景象对于很多爱主的弟兄姊妹来讲是重要的提醒
But this scene for those brothers and sisters who love the Lord is a great reminder.
明天早晨我们要讲到以色列百姓中的剩余之民余数。
And tomorrow we will talk about the remainders from the people of Israel.
你会看见还是有一些人他们愿意在这样的光景中侍奉神。
You will see the remnants who still want to serve God in such kind of condition.
哇，因着撒拉夫的这么这个呼喊呢、啊。
And because of the calls of the seraphims,
又经过了圣殿那个门槛的震动、啊、
even the threshold of the temple began to tremble.
啊，当然我们能够感觉到这个声势很惊人呢、啊，那个门槛的震动，那个声音很大。
We can imagine the grandeur of the whole scene because the of threshold was trembling.
嗯、啊，那在属灵意义上面来讲，因为那个门槛是物质的东西。
And in spiritual meaning, you know the threshold is just material things.
所以当神的荣耀降临的时候，弟兄姊妹们，所有一切属物质的东西都要被震动。
When God's glory comes down, all the material things will be shaken.
使徒们告诉我们说，神再次不仅震动地，还要震动天呢。
The apostle tells us not only God will shake the earth, but He will also shake the heaven.
属地的物质没有一样东西在神的跟前站立得住。
All the earthly things would not be able to stand still before God.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们也不需要羡慕这个羡慕那个。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to envy this or that.
哎，我们在美国发觉很多侍奉主人，这个也是落到这个世人的感觉中，羡慕这个羡慕那个啊。
I think in America, many people who serve the Lord also fall into the same state as the worldly people. That we envy this and envy that.
当然，主恩待我们，有的弟兄姊妹们在地上事业很好，这个房子住得很大，这个很漂亮，那也不是坏。
By God's grace, some of you do have good work, do have good jobs, and makes lots of money and have big homes.
虽然呢，我也买不起这个房子，但是主却叫我常常有机会人家接待，我就住了大房子。
Although I don't have the means to purchase a big house, but many times as I travel, by the grace of God, I can live in such a big house.
第一天进去的，哦，这么大的房子。
First day you walk in, you say, "Whoa, such a big house."
第二天早上起来就觉得没什么了。
And the next day you got up and says, "Well, this is not much."
第三天再一住啊，就觉得啊，可以了。
And the third day you say, well, it's okay.
所以你知道什么东西都是这样，物质东西就是这样。
You know, all material things are like this.
弟兄姊妹们，你要真正的认识耶稣基督的宝贵。
If you truly know the preciousness of Jesus Christ,
一切属物质东西都要被震动。
All the earthly things, material things will be shaken.
因为撒拉佛的这个侍奉。
Because the ministry of the seraphims.
弟兄姊妹们，这种圣洁的侍奉。
And this type of holy ministry,
它带来震动。
It brings about tremble.
啊，你记得在《使徒行传》里面呢，那班圣徒们，当他们在那祷告，祷告到一个地步，地都大震动啊。
You remember in the Revelation time, those saints were praying to the point that the earth was shaken.
保罗、希拉在监牢里面唱诗赞美神。
When Paul and Silas were singing and praising God in the jail,
哇，整个监牢都震动，所有的锁链都脱开。
All the entire jail was shaken and their chains fell off.
所有的门都开。
All the gates were open.
弟兄姊妹，何等样的侍奉啊！
Brothers and sisters, such kind of ministry.
今天我们很惭愧。
Today we're ashamed.
我们的侍奉啊，那个圣殿的门槛很大啊。
You know that the threshold at the temple is a big one.
我们的侍奉啊，连我们会所那个门槛也震不动。
Our ministry can't even shake the threshold at our own door.
说明我们在侍奉上还不够那么分别为圣。
It tells us that we have not consecrated ourselves enough.
真正的分别为圣的侍奉。
Because one who is truly consecrated,
叫人心里很震动。
Your service will shake the hearts of men.
他看见烟云充满了整个圣殿。
He also sees that the smoke was filling the temple.
啊，这里所说的这个烟云呢，我们晓得就是圣殿里面那个烧的香啊。
The smoke came from the burning incense.
所以引起来的这个香的烟呢，充满了整个圣殿。
And the smoke arises out of the golden incense that was burning.
以赛亚书里面呢。
In Isaiah,
他也曾经讲过，他说，神说我的殿必成为万民祷告的殿。
He says my temple should be the house of prayer for all men.
这个殿里面呢，应该是让那个香的烟整个充满。
This temple shall be filled with the smoke from the golden incense.
所以我们就说教会今天在地上啊，它最大的一个标志应该是祷告。
The greatest mark for a church today on earth is our prayers.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过啊。
I have mentioned to brothers
and sisters. 如果你记得好多年前我们讲过。
I mentioned this many years past in the past.
神从来没有说我的家必成为万民听到的家，你找不到，圣经没有这样的话。
God never said that my house should be the house of sermons for all men. You cannot find such things.
圣经也没有讲说我的家必成为万民讲道的家，也没有。
And the Bible never said that my house should be the house of preaching.
圣经只讲说我的殿，我的家必成为万民祷告的家。
The Bible only says my house should be the house of prayers.
这个万民呢，它原文的意思就是每一个人。
And this is for all men.
我们怎么样能让神的家充满烟云呢？
How can we fill the temple of God with smoke?
你就每个人都要祷告。
That means each one of us needs to pray.
如果光是一个人在祷告，
If only one person prays,
这一点点的香啊，你没办法把整个这个教会都充满。
That little smoke is not enough to fill the temple.
如果我们大家都起来祷告，
But everyone rise up to pray.
哇，这整个殿充满烟云呢。
Then the whole temple will be filled with smoke.
好，这里告诉我们说，在圣灵中的祷告充满整个教会。
This tells us that the prayer in the Holy Spirit fills the entire temple.
所以你看见当撒拉弗在那呼喊的时候，
So as the seraphim calls out,
这里有几个美荣耀的现象出现。
And here we see several beautiful scenes.
这讲到我们今天在神跟前，在宝座跟前应有的一个侍奉。
It tells us how we need to serve before the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个荣耀的景象。
Brothers and sisters, these are glorious scenes.
撒拉看见。
And Isaiah have seen it.
这个带来很大的鼓舞。
And it brings great encouragement.
带来非常大的喜乐。
And brought upon great joy.
确定的目标和标杆。
It also gives him a sure goal.
今天的教会需要看见。
Today the church needs to see.
弟兄姊妹们，我们服侍主，我们需要这样的看见。
Brothers, as we serve the Lord, we need to have such vision.
我们敬拜主，我们需要这样的看见。
We worship the Lord, we need to have such seeing.
我们实在需要主的恩典。
We need His grace.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
因为这一个荣耀的看见，
Because this glorious scene,
把以赛亚里面所有的灰心丧志啊下沉的全部消除，
It swept away all the disappointment and the depression in Isaiah's heart.
感谢主，
Praise the Lord.
神不仅让他看见在荣耀里的基督，
Not only he has seen the Christ in glory,
神也让他看见道成肉身在地上的基督。
He also allowed Isaiah to see the incarnate Christ.
我们都知道以赛亚书记载主耶稣基督的降生和他在地上所行所做，甚至到最后怎样被埋葬，记载的最完全。
We know that Isaiah is a book most completely record the birth of Christ and also his work on earth.
这是旧约中的第一人。
This is the first man in Isaiah.
没有其他的神的仆人
看见神话
这么完整。
There's not another prophet who has such clear vision.
当然今天我们很清楚。
Of course, today it's more clear to all of us.
道成肉身的基督就是主耶稣。
That Christ incarnate is Jesus.
那么他的脚踪就是今天我们当走的路。
And his footsteps is the one that we need to follow today.
啊，我们的弟兄一直告诉我们，我们是做寄居客旅的，我们一条路要走的。
Our brother continued to remind us that we are sojourners. We need to walk on a way.
那我们走的是什么路呢？
Then what kind of way do we walk on? We do not walk on our own way.
神乃是引导他的百姓在基督的脚踪里走。
But God leads his people to follow the footsteps of Christ.
所以难怪他们越走越像基督。
No wonder the more they walk, the more they look like Christ.
你走世界的路，越走越世俗化。
You walk the worldly way, the more you walk, the more worldly you become.
你越走在主的脚踪里面，弟兄姊妹们，你才能够达到神儿子的那个名分。
But you can only reach sonship if you follow the footstep of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在以赛亚书里面，从第七章到六十六章这里，讲到了主耶稣基督的各方各面。
So from chapter 6 until chapter 7 to chapter 66 tells us all different aspects of Lord Jesus Christ.
那我想呢，我们用点时间啊，我们再把它整个看一下。
I want to use some time and to look at, to examine them. Because of time,
we will
not talk about the background.
We will
only mention the characteristics of Lord Jesus
Christ.
Because Isaiah is such an abundant
book.
It will be impossible for us to discuss in detail. And let us just look at these each point briefly. First we turn to chapter 7. Chapter
7.
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. She will call his name Emmanuel.
我们知道当初啊，以赛亚做这个预言都是相当的大胆的。
We know that Isaiah was very bold as he proclaimed this prophecy.
我们不需要今天的人的医学常识，古时候也知道一个童女是不可能生子的。
We do not need to have the modern medicine knowledge to tell us that a virgin cannot give birth.
弟兄姊妹们，他能够大胆的预言弥赛亚的降临是从童女出来的。
But he boldly proclaimed that the coming of Messiah came from a virgin.
加斯没有第六章，他看见那位在宝座上的那位主。
Without a seeing in chapter 6 about the Lord upon the throne.
我想以赛亚也不敢讲。
I don't think Isaiah dared to make such proclamation.
话能讲吗？
He's not able to say such words.
这是不可能的事情啊。
Because it is impossible.
这个一讲出去，又写在书里面。
Once the words are spoken, it's recorded in the book. If the things did not come according to his words, then he will have ruined God's work. And his prophecy will only be fulfilled about 800 years later.
哎呀，所以以赛亚在世的日子啊，可能常常人就问他，哎，童女生子啊。
So during the days of Isaiah's time, probably many people go to him and question, where is the virgin giving birth? The virgin giving
birth.
Isaiah can only say, God has said this, I didn't say
it.
But they will say, is it wrong? It's impossible. It is not according to the natural law. It is abnormal.
嗯，他说：“以赛亚，你是不是头脑有问题呀、
啊、？”Isaiah, is something wrong with your mind?
啊，一个女子不结婚能生孩子吗
？Can a virgin be with child?
你怎么大胆这么讲啊
？How can you boldly proclaim such things?
弟兄姊妹们，今天也有很多人大胆讲预言的。
Today there are also people who boldly proclaim prophecies.
千万不要大胆讲预言、啊。
Do not proclaim the prophecy with boldness.
如果没有托付，你不能讲。
If God didn't ask you to speak such word, do not speak.
那么以赛亚这个预言是相当的大胆。
But Isaiah spoke in boldness.
那么果然在历史上，我们晓得后来玛利亚啊被主拣选，那么做了主耶稣肉身的母亲。
Of course, in history, we know that Mary was chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus.
那么什么叫做童女生子呢
？What does it mean a virgin will be with child？
哎呀，我觉得约翰福音第一章是最好的解释。
And John chapter 1 is the best explanation.
他说这等人呢，不是肉身生，也不是按照情欲，也不是按照人意生的，那是从神生的。
He says that these type of men did not come according to flesh or man's will, but from God.
主耶稣基督从童女玛利亚生出来，这是一个奥秘。
It is a mystery that Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary.
但是呢，有一个很重要的意义是为着我们。
But there is a very important meaning which is for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的重生呢？
Brother and sister, our rebirth.
就是不是随着人意生的。
It is not according to man's will.
我们基督徒呢，肉身生的时候，我的母亲生我们，那是按照人意，按照这个情欲，按照肉体生的。
As we were born physically, it is according to our parents' will, according to their flesh.
哎，我们说这个按照人意啊，这个这是很有意思。你看现代人呢、啊，真的他们控制，好像医学上面的到一个地步，有时候可以控制你要生男生女，好像都可以按照意思，对吧
And it seems like the medical science has so developed today you can even control whether you want to give birth to a son or daughter.
我的岳父很有意思。
My father-in-law was very interesting.
他是因为学这个是学这个 accounting.
Because he studied accounting.
所以呢他什么都计划好。
And so he plans out everything.
所以他常常跟我讲，你看我四个儿女都是计划好生出来。
He says, "Look, I have four children. I have planned for each one of them."
啊，真的，他们四兄弟姐妹每个都差两年。
And indeed, all four children are 2 years apart.
整整齐齐差两个，每个都差两岁。
And each one of them are 2 years apart.
但是不管你能够控制这个两年一个，两年一个哈。或者说呢，医生到一个地步能够控制说生男生女，但是还是仁义，对不对？
But even though you can control the timing of the birth of your children, or at the end you can even determine the sex of the children, but it's still according to man's will.
只有主耶稣的出生不是按照人的意思。
Only the birth of Jesus Christ is not according to man's will.
所以从主耶稣基督而出的，我们这些所有蒙恩的圣徒，也不是按照人的意思。
So all of us who are born from Lord Jesus Christ, it is not born according to man's will.
主从童女玛利亚生出来。
Jesus was born from Virgin Mary.
给他取名叫以马内利。
And his name is Emmanuel.
那以马内利就神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
只有他到地上来，道成肉身到地上，把神的同在带进来。
And through incarnation, he came down to this earth and brought to us the presence of God.
今天这个道理对我们来讲很容易。
Today, it is such an easy thing for us to understand.
但是你知道，在主耶稣基督降生前700年到800年了，先知以赛亚已经看见，这个不容易。
But you know it was not easy for Isaiah who saw this 700 or 800 years before the birth of Christ.
这是何等的一个荣耀的看见。
This is such a glorious seeing.
那么第九章
，Chapter 9，
第六节
，Chapter 9 verse 6。
有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试全能。的神永在的父和和平的君。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
他出生为一个婴孩，就表示说呢，他要经历我们人整个的过程。
He was born as a child because he will go through a man's growing process.
他成为儿子也告诉我们说呢，等他长大成人的时候，这个儿子的名分的丰富就来了。
He was born as a son. It means that he will grow into his sonship so that he can obtain the fullness of the name.
所以政权才能够担在他的身上。
Therefore, government is upon his shoulder.
就是他承担了神旨意的全部责任。
And he bore the responsibility of the entire will of God.
哎呀，我们常常说，哎呀，我们的责任太重。老实讲，弟兄姊妹们，你也不能承担多少责任。
Many times we complain that we had too much burden upon our back, upon our shoulder.
有的时候，我不是指你们这里，我们那有时候我们把它安排做负责弟兄，根本不负责。
And sometimes we will set someone as a responsible.But brother, and they are not responsible for anything.
所以有的弟兄姊妹就埋怨，他当什么负责？弟兄根本不负责。
So some brothers or sister will complain. What kind of responsible brother is he? He doesn't do anything.
所以有时候我们不需要埋怨，我们要感谢主，政权是担在他身上。
We don't need to complain because the government is upon his shoulder.
你不负责不要紧，主还负责呢。
If you're not responsible, it's all right because God will be responsible.
那你说到他几个奇妙的名。
And here he gave us some of his wonderful names.
说出他的工作的特性。
It tells us the characters of his work.
啊，讲到他是奇妙。
It tells us he's wonderful.
所以有一个弟兄讲得很好。
A brother put it very well.
主的名是奇妙。
That our Lord's name is wonderful.
所以我们的生活也应该是奇妙。
Then our life should be wonderful.
啊，我想在西方的弟兄姊妹们中间用的比较多 ，wonderful, wonderful, wonderful， 光嘴巴 wonderful， 那个生活也没什么 wonderful。
I think many people like to say wonderful, 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 yet it was not a reality in their life.
啊，不是嘴巴喊的或者唱的那个 ，His name is wonderful。
We should not just sing with our lips that His name is wonderful, but our life should be wonderful. How can you live this wonderful life? Only when you live in faith. A life of faith will cause us to experience His wonderful. When Jesus was in His physical flesh, all His works and His living is indeed wonderful. And those people who follow him are often amazed. Praise the Lord.
这奇妙就说明什么? 他能做人所不能做的事。
Wonderful tells us that he can do things that man cannot do. And beyond what you can think.
否则也不奇妙, 对不对?
Otherwise it would not be wonderful.
啊, 那么他是测试,
he's a counselor.
他能计划, 他也能出计划。
He can plan things, he can give plans.
所以我们不需要做计划。
We don't have to plan for ourselves.
我们要跟着主啊, 主会给你计划。
If you follow the Lord, He will give you His plan.
这么多年我在侍奉上, 我实在感觉, 什么时候我一出计划的话呢, 很糟糕。
So many years I have followed and served the Lord. I often discover every time I come up with a plan, something will go wrong.
我不出计划,
if I do not come up with a plan, then God will give us a plan. I should only work according to His plan.
他是全能的神,
and because He is the mighty God.
啊, Almighty God, 我们常常讲, oh, my God is Almighty God. 结果呢, 我们身上也看不见多少能力。
We often claim that my God is the Almighty God, yet we cannot observe any strength in us.
我们不能光是这样称呼他, 弟兄姊妹们, 你要在生命中实在经历他。
Don't just call His name as the mighty God, but we need to experience Him in our lives.
这些门徒们跟随主在一起的时候啊,
as the disciples follow the Lord,
碰见难处的时候呢, 哦, 主是全能的神, 对不对?
Whenever they encounter difficulties, the Lord becomes the mighty God.
这彼得要叫人头睡一摸啊, 没有钱怎么办呢? 没关系, 有 Almighty God 在那。
And Peter needs to pay the temple tax, he reaching to his pocket and there was no money. It's okay. He has a mighty God.
去钓鱼, 去钓鱼。
God says, go fishing.
一钓, 果然有一个银币。
And the first fish he caught has a coin in the...
这些故事很多啊。
Of course, there are so many stories like this.
他也是永在的父。
He is also the eternal father.
你记得在约翰福音里面呢, 这个腓力有一次跑来跟主说, 主啊, 求你把父显给我看, 对吧?
In the Gospel according to John, once Philip went to Jesus and says, show us the Father.
主说你为什么这样讲呢? 你看见我就是看见父。
And Jesus said, why do you ask such question? You see me, you have seen the Father.
主也讲说我与父原为一。
And I and the Father are one.
所以呢是主把这位永远的父显给我们。
The Lord has shown us this eternal Father.
这个永远的父, 感谢主啊。
We thank God, He is the eternal Father.
我们地上都有父亲啊,
we all have earthly fathers.
就是再好的父亲, 有天会过去。
Even the best father, one day he will pass away.
哎呀, 我的父亲实在是很好, 我常常思念他, 但他会过去。
My father is indeed a good father. I often remember him, but he passed away.
只有神是我们的父亲是永远的父亲。
Only God who is our father, he is eternal.
啊, 他是我们的源头。
And he is our source.
他是。 慈爱的父亲,
he is the loving kind father.
感谢主，是主耶稣基督道成肉身, 把他显明出来。
We thank God because it is the incarnate Christ who show us this eternal father.
然后和平的君,
he's also the prince of peace.
他用他的王权维护和平,
with his reign he kept peace.
治理他的国,
and to administer his
不仅这样,
kingdom.
保罗曾经在哥罗西书里面告诉我们,
not only so, Paul tells us in Colossians,
要让基督在我们里面做王,
allow Christ to reign in your heart.
弟兄姊妹, 他在我们里做王的话呢, 我们怎么样呢? 我们就享受生命中的平安。
Friend, sister, if you allow Christ to reign in your heart, you will enjoy the peace in your life.
让基督的平安在你们里面掌权做王。
Let the peace of Christ rule and reign in your heart.
这里面有太多的一些的经历啊。
There are so many experiences.
我想我没有时间去举例子。
I don't think I have time to give you examples.
相信很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
But I believe many brothers and sisters already have such experiences.
我们再看第11章。
We turn to chapter 11.
11章第1节到第5节。
Chapter 11, verse 1 to 5.
我快快的读啊。 那么读英文的人呢，你就跟着好了，我们就不要再读，省点时间。
We will read it quickly for the English reader. Just follow along. We will not repeat it in English.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。耶和华的灵必在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判，不凭眼见，断是非，也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他肋下的带子。那么这一段话你就告诉我们说什么呢？他是受膏者。
This passage tells us that he is the anointed one.
耶稣基督在地上的时候，
When Jesus Christ was on earth,
他的生活是跟着膏油走的。
His life is one that follows the anointing.
因为在圣灵的膏油里面，
And because he is in the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
所以他就有智慧，有聪明。
He had wisdom and understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得智慧是我们所需要的。
We all need wisdom.
一个人真正有智慧，他就很明理。
If you have wisdom, then you become a reasonable man.
那么一个人很聪明，
If you're just smart,
他就很通达，他就能分辨。
And you have understandings, you know how to discern.
所以今天在教会里面看见，我们如果被主的灵充满，这个人就怎么应该变得很明理。
If you are filled with the spirit of wisdom, then you should be reasonable.
你跟一个很明理的人住在一起，你会觉得很舒服。
If you live with a reasonable man, you feel very comfortable.
我们看见在弟兄姊妹中有些弟兄姊妹的父母，他们真的很明理啊。
We see some brothers and sisters, their parents are full of wisdom.
他们处理事情非常智慧。
And they can work things with wisdom.
所以他们不会把难处带给儿女。
They will not bring troubles to their children.
他们知道自己年老了，有的时候是不容易。
They know that they are old in age and sometimes they become difficult.
教会的侍奉上也是这样。
But in church service is the same way.
我们需要智慧。
We need to have wisdom.
我们需要聪明。
We need to have understanding.
聪明才能够让我们来行事，叫我们能分辨。
And understanding will cause us to be able to discern.
耶稣基督在世上的日子。
And the days for Lord Jesus Christ, he continued to live under the anointing of God, full of wisdom.
所以啊，那些这些这个犹太人呢，这些什么法利赛人、撒都该人呢，怎么也考不倒他。
And so the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they could never find fault in his answers.
哇，我看那个法利赛人跟撒都该人，主耶稣在世，他们很忙啊。
The Pharisees and Sadducees were very busy during the days of Lord Jesus.
他们几乎整天开会啊。
They always have councils.
就研究啊，什么问题把他问到。
They would try to discover a question.
常常讲他们就在开会，我问他。
And the Bible often shows us they are in meetings among themselves, trying to find difficult questions.
什么问题也问不到主。
And yet there's not a question which he cannot answer.
到一个地步，他们就惊艳，这个人没有学过，怎么有智慧呢？
And they were so surprised to the point they said, "This is an uneducated man. Where did he come with this wisdom?" Because God has filled him with a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天在神的百姓中，
today among the people of God,
最聪明的人不是那个每次考试都拿 A 的，不是他。
The wisest man is not the one who always make 100 on their exam.
最聪明的人，那是一个活在智慧和聪明的灵里面的人。
The wisest man is one who lives in the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
这个膏油呢，也是一个谋略和能力的人。
And this anointing is also the spirit of counsel and strength.
他能够策划一切，他能够实行一切。那个谋略为了策划，能力为了实行。
And he has the counsel is to plan, and strength is to accomplish things.
那么这个膏油呢，也是知识和敬畏神的灵。
This anointing is also the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
知识叫人丰富。
This knowledge will enrich a man.
敬畏叫人谨慎。
And fear of the Lord will cause us to be careful.
他讲到他在那里行事处事的时候呢，弟兄姊妹，你看这个膏油啊，在他的身上能够引导他。
As he worked, you will see the anointing continues to lead and guide him.
断是非不凭耳闻。
And he will not judge by what he hears.
以公义审判贫穷人。
And he will judge the poor with fairness.
为什么用公义审判贫穷人？
Why does he use righteousness? He judged the poor.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们这个人呢，有的时候我们同情弱者。
You know, many times we feel sympathetic to the poor.
啊，结果呢，我们的审判就不标准，对不对？
And therefore, our judgment is not fair.
所以在这里，我们看见那个他活在膏油的里面。
But here we see that he continued to live in the anointing.
啊，他能够行公义。
And he's able to judge with righteousness.
所以我们今天在属灵的生活上跟着膏油走啊，这是约翰教导我们。
And so Apostle John teaches us we need to live according to the anointing.
实在是神的恩典。
It is indeed God's grace.
二十八章
，Chapter 28.
二十八章第十六节。
28:16.
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基宝贵的房角石，信靠的人并不着急。
Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed.
只有我们的主耶稣基督是最经得起试验。
Only our Lord Jesus can be tested.
他成为稳固的根基。
He becomes that sure foundation.
老实讲，今天在地上没有一个人呢能够完全经得过起这个试验。
And today, there's not a man who lives on earth can be tested.
也没有哪一个人可以作为这个教会的根基。
And no one can become the firm foundation of the Church of God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是他。建立神的家。
It is he who builds the house of God.
并且他这里告诉我们，信靠他的人呢，必不着急。
And he says those who believe in him will not be disturbed.
你看，我们需要这个看见。
We need to have such a seeing.
今天我们也说服侍主啊，建立神的家，心里很着急啊。
Today, as we serve the Lord and minister upon the house of God, we are full of anxiousness.
如果你看见他是房角石
，But if you see that he is the cornerstone,
你就不需要着急。
Then you don't need to worry.
的确，我也看见很多侍奉主的人呢，他们真的有这样的看见，他一点都不着急。
Truly, I have witnessed some brother and sister who serve the Lord who has such seeing, and they do not have anxiousness.
有的时候啊，我们在侍奉上，有些弟兄姊妹呢，服侍主很着急，有人跑来跟我讲，说就要不得了了，那个弟兄啊，那个这样这样，我说你也不要着急，有主在呢。
Sometimes a brother will run up to me and says, "What a son! If something is not right, it's not good. This brother did such and such." And I said, "Don't worry."
有的时候你正在这里这样讲说，那边已经好了。
Sometimes you are just reporting the bad report, and then he's already fine.
所以这个在侍奉上面来讲是一个很重要的一个依靠。
So this is what we need to depend upon as we serve God.
四十章第十一节。
Chapter 40:11.
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊小羊的。
Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arms, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes.
主耶稣是好牧人。
Our Lord Jesus is the good shepherd.
这个我想我们最熟悉。
This is something we're so familiar with.
啊，使徒们也很喜欢讲这个的。
The apostle also likes to point out this to us.
路加福音十五章就讲到这个好牧人。
And Luke chapter 15 tells about a good shepherd.
撇下九十九只去寻找那一只。
And he left the 99 alone and to look for the one that is lost.
约翰福音第十章里面讲到，更讲到他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
John chapter 10 tells us that he's a good shepherd who laid down his life for us.
彼得到晚年的时候写彼得前书时候也讲说呢，你要好好的牧羊，神的羊群要等到那个牧长显现，主耶稣是最大的牧人。
And Peter also tells us that you need to take care and tend your sheep until the appearing of the chief shepherd.
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们说，耶稣基督是群羊的大牧人。
And Hebrew tells us that Jesus Christ is the shepherd, is the great shepherd of all.
他作为好牧人。
He's a good shepherd.
他把羊抱在怀中。
He holds us in his bosom.
他慢慢地引导。
He gently leads us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个都是我们的生活中的经历，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, these are all the experiences we have in our life.
那么四十二章。
Chapter 42.
四十二章这里开始讲到主耶稣基督是神的仆人。
Chapter 42, it begins to tell us that Jesus Christ is a servant of God.
啊，这一段，这个一直到末了啊。
And 42 from the beginning to the end.
太丰富了。
It is so abundant.
我想我不再读这个经文。
I will not read the scriptures.
我只把这个经文告诉你们，四十二章第一节到第四节。
I will just tell you the verses, chapter 42, verse 1 to 4.
他讲到主耶稣做神的仆人是神所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦。
He tells us that Jesus as a servant of God is the one who's chosen by God and who God's soul delights in.
他用灵来服侍。
And he served with his spirit.
他传扬公义。
And he brings out justice.
他不宣扬，他也不扬声。
He does not cry out or nor raise his voice.
他有非常大的同情心。
And he has great sympathy.
他不灰心，他也不丧胆。
He will not be disappointed or disheartened.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
这是圣经中最奇特的一节圣经。
This is the most unique verse in the Bible.
他说：“谁比我的仆人眼瞎呢？谁比我差遣的使者耳聋呢？谁瞎眼像那与我和好的？谁瞎眼像耶和华的仆人呢？”
Who is blind but my servant, or so deaf as my messenger whom I sent? Who is so blind as he is at peace with me, or so blind as the servant of the Lord?
那么这里所讲的是一个正面的东西。
And here it tells us a positive thing.
哦，你说做神的仆人呢，又瞎眼又耳聋，这不是很危险吗？
He said, isn't it dangerous to be the servant of God and being blind and deaf?
那么谁愿意跟着一个眼瞎耳聋的仆人呢？
Who's willing to follow a servant who is blind and deaf?
但是这里不是负面的意思。
But this is not a negative meaning.
所以有一个神的仆人解释得很好。
And so a servant of God who explained this very well.
就是因为他侍奉主啊。
But because he served God,
他的眼睛向着世界是瞎的。
His eyes are blind towards the world.
他只把眼睛摆在主身上。
His eyes are only upon the Lord.
他的耳朵向着世界是关闭的。
His ears are deaf to the world.
他只听主的话。
He only hears the voice of the Lord.
做一个神的仆人就应该是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we need to be the servant of God.
就像这个何淑文教师所讲的一样。
Just like Miss Barber says.
他说了，我们要塞耳、哑口、闭眼跟随主。
We need to stop up our ears and close our mouth and follow the Lord.
我就发现今天呢，很多年轻弟兄姊妹侍奉主做神的仆人呢。
I find many young people today as they serve the Lord.
哎呀，世界上什么都懂，这个也懂，那个也懂，就是圣经不懂。
They know about everything else under the sky, but they do not know the Bible.
啊，这个耳朵里面听这个听那个听那个，就听不见主的声音。
Their ears will listen to every kinds of voice, but they cannot hear the voice of God.
啊，所以主称赞，神的称赞主耶稣基督。
And so God praised the Lord Jesus Christ.
他做神的仆人。
As he is a servant of God.
那么专心
He is so focused.
所以这是主道成肉身所在地上做仆人。
And this speaks of the Christ incarnate.
49章
Chapter 49
第五节第六节
Verses 5 and 6
这里说就他能使雅各转向神使以色列到他那里聚集。
Here it tells him he alone can bring Jacob back to him in order that Israel might be gathered to him.
并且他能保全他们
and that he can keep them.
第五十章
chapter 50,
第四节到第八节
verse 4 to 8.
这里讲到神的仆人呢，他有受教者的舌头。
Here it tells us the servant of God has a ton of disciples.
他有一个能够听神话。受教者的耳朵
He has an ear that can listen to God.
他的耳朵他的口都是受教
His tongue and his ears are all the one that is being instructed.
那么他没有违背神的意思
And he did not disobey the teaching of God. He did not retreat. It is not easy to be a servant of God in such way.
第六节说, 人打我的背,
Verse 6 tells us, people strike my face, I let them to do that.
人把我塞甲的胡须, 由他拔,
and they will pluck out the beard.
人如我吐我, 并不掩面,
and they humiliate me and spit on my face. I do not cover my face. He only knows to follow the will of God. And his face is like the flint. This is our Lord Jesus.
第52章,
Chapter 52.
52 verse 13.
Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted. He never had to lift up himself or exalt himself because God had exalted him. And he lifted him up into the highest place. Chapter 53. I think that most of our brothers and sisters are very familiar with this chapter. Because the entire chapter speaks of the Lord himself. It talks about his suffering. It talks about his humiliation. And it talks about his suffering and death. In order to accomplish salvation. And that God had made him our atonement. And all the things that delights our Lord, our God, will prosper in his hand. Because he alone can accomplish the will of God. And here is the highest experience on the cross, and that is the silence of the Lamb.
那么到63章,
Chapter 63.
63章第1节到第4节.
Chapter 63, verse 1 to 4.
这里讲到一个从以东来的波斯拉.
Here it talks about a Bozrah that came from Eden.
那么 这里讲到他独自踹酒榨,
and it tells us that he treads alone in the wine press. It refers to his crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
的确在钉十字架的事情上面,
in the matter of being crucified on the cross,
没有任何人能有份,
no one can take part with him.
他是独自踹酒榨,
he alone treads the wine press.
满了心血,
His garment is covered with blood.
但是这个救恩呢,十字架救恩有两面,一方面是为了报仇,另外一面呢,是救赎。
And but there is two sides to the cross. On one hand is for vengeance, on one hand is to salvation.
我们最后来到65章,
lastly we come to 65.
13节和14节,
verses 13 and 14.
这里讲到神的仆人所得到的丰富和一个喜乐的一个结局。
And he tells us the end result of the servant of God who received all richness.
有一件事情跟余数有关, 第8、第9节,
and in verse 8 and 9 has something to do with the remnant.
耶和华如此说, 葡萄中寻的新酒人就不要说毁坏, 因为福在其中。
As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy, for there is benefit in it. And these remnants are under his protection.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们从第7章一直到65章, 啊, 我们可以看见以赛亚把耶稣基督的道成肉身, 有一个非常完整的一个描述。
Brother and sister, we see from chapter 7 to chapter 66 that Isaiah has a very complete description of the incarnate Christ.
就差了一点主耶稣的名。
And one thing was lack, it was the name of our Lord Jesus. And this is such great seeing. Since the creation of the world, God has revealed to Isaiah his complete plan, his complete desire.
其他有很多神的仆人，他们有看见这些表号的东西。
And there are other servants of God, they can only see some marks and symbols.
没有人能像以赛亚看见的这么真切。
But no one has seen as real as Isaiah.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
今天我们活在以赛亚以后，两千多年以后，将近三千年啊。
Today we live almost 3,000 years after Isaiah's time.
我们回头看着，我们应该更清楚。
As we turn back and look, we should be even more clear.
但是多么的可惜。
Unfortunately,
今天在地上很多的神的儿女们没有这样的看见。
Many people today do not have such seeing.
不仅没有看见在荣耀里面的基督。
Not only they have not seen the Christ in glory.
没有看见神将来要带领我们去的这个目标。
They have not seen where God is leading us to in eternity.
耶稣基督在地上道成肉身，我们的认识也是十分的肤浅。
Even the incarnate Christ, we have very few knowledge of him.
很多时候我们好像仅仅知道一点点他留学生命成就的那点福音的工作而已。
Many times we only know a little bit about his suffering, the shedding his blood, to wash our sins away.
头一个世纪
In the first century,
使徒们用四本福音书来描述我们的主耶稣基督。
The apostle used four books to describe our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个所有的记载都在以赛亚书里面。
And all the recordings are found in Isaiah.
我们今天需要主开我们的眼睛。
Today we need God to open our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，你要看见在荣耀里面的基督。
You need to see the Christ in glory.
你的生活侍奉就充满喜乐。
Then your life and ministry will be filled with joy.
充满了鼓舞。
You'll be so encouraged.
你会勇往直前。
And you will run forward.
那么你看见道成肉身的基督。
And when you see Christ incarnate,
你就能踩在他的脚中。
You will be able to step in his footsteps and reach where God has destined you to.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在以赛亚书第六章里面，以赛亚所看见的
What Isaiah saw in chapter 6,
三件重要的事
The three important things.
就头一件事情
The first thing,
弟兄姊妹们，就是让我们能对我们的主能有一个更完全、更丰富的认识。
Is for us to have a more complete, more abundant seeing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主用他的灵，用生命的光照亮他自己的话语。
May the Lord shine upon His word through His Spirit and the light of His life.
愿我们这几天在这里的聚集，使我们灵里的眼睛能够看得更明亮。
That through the gatherings of these few days, our inner eyes may be opened.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
我们的神，我们的父亲，我们满心的感谢你。
Our Lord, our God, our Father, we thank you.
因为只有你能用智慧和启示的灵来开启我们。
Only you can open our eyes with the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
也只有你能照亮我们的心里的眼睛，叫我们能看见主。
Only you can shine upon the eyes of our eyes so that we can see our Lord.
在这个黑暗的时代里面
In this dark world,
我们实在需要更多的看见
How we need to have to see you.
父啊
Father,
求你为着你的荣耀
For the sake of your glory,
纪念我们
Remember us.
怜悯我们
Have mercy on us.
在就在这几天的时间里面
In these few days,
把我们放在你自己的光中
Put us in your light.
叫我们能看见在荣耀中的主。
That we may see the Christ who is in glory.
叫我们心灵重新得着鼓舞。
And that our heart may be once more encouraged.
忠心的跟随。
That we may follow you faithfully.
也让他在地上道成肉身所走过的脚中。
May all the steps that he has walked during his incarnate life.
也成为我们可行的路。
Become the way for us to walk.
父啊，用你的恩典托住你的儿女。
Lord, lift up your children with your grace.
因为你拣选我们，原是为着你儿子的见证。
For you have chosen us for the testimony of your Son.
所以我们愿意再次把自己交在你的恩手中。
Once again, Lord, we yield ourselves into your gracious hand.
谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.